Today's quote is, pain is temporary, quitting lasts forever. That quote is by Lance Armstrong. Pain is temporary. Quitting lasts forever. You may want to check him out. Maybe you want some context. Why did he make this quote? Why did he say this? What was happening in his life? You may want to check that out. But I actually want us to focus in on ourselves this morning. I want you to ask the question, have you ever quit something? Now, the term quit immediately brings to mind, you know, a work kind of situation where I'm working a job and I decided I'm going to quit.
This is a job. I quit.
Because that's kind of the term that we use. I'm quitting that job to go and work at another job. But that actually is not the definition of quit. I just want you to know that. I want you to know that that's not the definition of quit. Actually, if you're going to stop doing something here and you're going to do that same thing over here, that's not quitting. That's actually making a change.
And I think sometimes you have to make a change.
Yeah, that's making a change. Because quitting means I'm never doing that thing again. I'm done with it. Let me give you a tangible, practical, real-world example. And if my mom ever sees this, she's going to be like, I told you. I quit playing piano after freshman year of high school. I did. I played from, maybe like third or fourth grade and was really good. My my piano teacher literally signed me up for competitions, and we would come back with trophies and awards, like big, tall trophies. Like, they're still in my parents' house now. I don't even have I just don't have the strength to actually take those trophies to my own house, because it's just a solid reminder that I quit playing piano. And I didn't replace it by playing some other instrument. I didn't go and play a different piano. I quit playing piano. I quit. I literally stopped practicing. I stopped playing. I stopped even acknowledging that I ever did piano before in my life. I quit playing piano after my freshman year of high school. I went to a boarding school in Orlando, Florida, but my family and I lived in St. Petersburg, Florida. But I went to this boarding school, so I was staying in the dormitory. And I had a phenomenal piano teacher, somebody that I'm still in touch with to this day. I actually saw her this weekend at the conference that I attended. And she's phenomenal too. It had nothing to do with her. It's not like I never didn't have a piano anymore. I literally made a conscious decision to quit. I was given the information that you will regret this. What you're facing right now is temporary. Uh-oh. The pain that is motivating you is temporary. If you can get over that pain and continue to play, you will have a lifelong skill. And I remember being in college and having friends who were being called to go and play at all kinds of different places because they could play the piano. My younger brother never quit playing the piano, and it is still a skill set that brings him a paycheck, a extra paycheck every single week. He plays at a Saturday church, a church that worships on Saturday, and he plays at a church that worships on Sunday. It is a skill set. He goes and plays with the choirs, especially this time of year during the holidays. He's constantly sought after because he has a skill set.
I'm a pianist, back off.
He could see past the temporary pain of not being able to play with friends, because that's what the motivator was. I wanted more time to hang out with my guys. I wanted more time to pursue some young ladies. I wanted more time to do these things that were temporary. I wanted more time to do those things. And I never connected the fact that if I continue playing, if I continue this skill set, if I get even better at it, that it would be something that could open doors for me later in life. I don't share that as a means of saying of beating myself up. I actually share that because I want you to understand the definition of quit. I stopped doing this thing permanently. Some people say, you know, you quit singing. That's not true. No, that's absolutely not true. In fact, I love to sing. I actually used to sing there in high school as well. Used to sing in the choir. Used to try to sing some solos. Didn't really do that many solos back at that stage. I remember being in college. I had a group called Not By Chance, and we would sing a cappella gospel. And we actually were pretty good. In fact, we actually have an album. We recorded a CD, and. But in that group, I sang baritone. I never sang lead. But after college, I got into another group. And in that group, I actually sang lead. And people every now and again will see me and say, man, why did you quit singing? I have never quit singing. I may have changed the way that I sing and the places that I sing, but I've never quit. Are you following me? I never stopped permanently singing. There's a difference. I may have changed. I may have augmented. I sing by myself. I sing solos now every now and again. I'll tell you this, for the 4.5 years that we lived in South Africa, I sang pretty much every week. And, you know, even when people see me now from that are know me from that time when we lived in South Africa, they'll ask me, are you still singing? I don't sing as much as I used to because I have other skills that are kind of on the front burner. But I never quit singing. I may have changed how I sing, where I sing, when I sing, but I never quit it. And so with that backdrop, let me give you the definition of change and quit. To quit is to stop or discontinue an action or activity, leave a place, usually permanently. I quit. I'm done with it. I'm shifting gears. Like when I changed to my job, people were like, you quit working in technology. Yeah, I did leave one place of employment, but technology is in my blood. Technology is in my DNA. I still use technology every single day in my media production. One of the things that helps to differentiate me from other media producers is that I have a technology background. So I use my technology in everything that I do. I did not quit technology. The definition of change is replace something with something else, especially something of the same kind that is either newer or better. Maybe you're substituting one thing for another. I'm going to ask that question again. Have you ever quit something? And then I want to follow that up by asking this, how did it feel? Because I can tell you, for piano, it didn't feel good. It is a constant reminder. I tell my kids this story all the time. Again, if my mom sees this, she's going to be like, I told you. I tell my kids this story all the time. There are constant reminders of the fact that I quit this thing. Lance Armstrong says in our quote for today, pain is temporary. Quitting lasts forever. When it comes to your goals, skills, talents, abilities, when it comes to your dreams, yeah, those big ones that we talked about over the last week or so, one should never allow themselves to quit. The reason why the secondary portion of the quote says pain is temporary, but quitting lasts forever, is because it is just that. We have the tendency to look at the current situation and believe that it will always be like this. And so because we feel it will always be like this, we quit. And the quote says is saying to us today, this scenario, this pain, this thing that is motivating you to cease your forward progress with this particular area, it's temporary. It's actually temporary. It's not going to last forever. And because it's temporary and because it's not going to last forever, if you can hold on.
Everybody hold on.
If you can push forward, if you can press, if you can summon the strength from within you, you may get over that hurdle. And just like we said yesterday, everything you want is on the other side of that fear. When it comes to your goals, skills, talents, abilities, we should never allow ourselves to quit. There might be pain that is motivating you to make a permanent decision that you will that will have lifelong effect and impact. I challenge you today to reconsider. With one caveat. I challenge you to reconsider. Here's the caveat. Sometimes we do need to be honest with ourselves and change path. What served us once may not be serving us anymore. But before you give up, before you throw in the towel, before you quit, think about it. Think whether you're just tired. Think whether it's just because things have got a little difficult. Dig deep and be honest with yourself, because you're not a quitter. Dig deep and be honest with yourself, because you are not a quitter. Pain is temporary. I know that's not motivation. Some people might think that that's not motivation. Can I give you a little tip? Do you know you can be motivated to do the wrong thing? Morning motivation and media. Do you know that you can be motivated to do the wrong thing? You can be motivated to go down the wrong path. You can be motivated to make the wrong next step, to make a mistake. Motivation happens on both sides. Motivation is not always good. And the pain that you feel right now, it is temporary.
This is temporary.
Quitting lasts forever. For the person out there that this thing hits so hard today, because again, like I said, there are many different areas of life. The piano is just one of those examples. But I think if you've lived long enough, you can probably answer the question when I say, have you ever quit anything? And how did it feel? You know the answer to that. And you want to tap back into that place. Because I do. Whenever I'm tempted to just say, I'm not gonna continue forward with that particular thing. I think back to that whole piano scenario. The fact that there's a piano in my house, there's one right on the other side of this wall behind me, because our kids play piano. My mother-in-law is a piano teacher. In fact, she's a phenomenal piano player. I see the I see the impact and effect of that quitting so like literally every day of my life. So I dig back into that place. I tap back into that pain, tap back into that regret. And I say, you know what? I don't necessarily want to feel this pertaining to this. And sometimes that helps me to take a step back, look at the situation, be honest with myself. Is it time to course correct? Is it time to change paths? Or am I just quitting? Listen, sometimes things get difficult. I'm staying here for a moment because I know that this is one of those that's real touchy for folks. Sometimes things get difficult. Sometimes things get hard. The easier thing to do is just to throw your hands up. And there are situations where that's the right thing to do. So I'm not excluding those. But we are the only ones, you and I, for you and for myself, we are the only ones that can decide that. We have all the details. We know all the criteria. We know whether we put in our best effort or whether we didn't.
Did you do your best, son?
I know I didn't. I didn't put my best effort in. If I put my best effort in, I would still be playing piano to this day. If I put my best effort in, there's so many other things that I would have continued forward on. But we get to make that determination. We have to make that determination. It is a responsibility of ours to make that determination, whether or not this is going to we were going to continue down this path, or we're going to course correct, or we're going to just flat out quit. Today, our morning motivation, our quote from Lance Armstrong, check him out, by the way, it shares with us, pain is temporary. Lance Armstrong is a cyclist.
We're on the climb here of the Côte de Villeneuve, and Armstrong is going clear.
Miles and miles and miles on that bike. Quitting lasts forever. I can only imagine how this quote was a motivator for him. Quitting lasts forever, y'all. So reconsider the decisions around you in life and make the determination whether to stay the course, to push past the negative and motivators, the pain that you might be feeling right now, or to course correct, to make a change. Because when you make a change, it doesn't mean you're never going to do that thing again. You are simply choosing to do it in a different way.
So we decided to make a change.
You're choosing to do it in a different place, maybe under a different title, maybe in a different capacity. People say they quit work all the time, and yet they're working. Oh, yeah, I quit that job. You quit that job. Do you have a job now? Yes. Well, didn't quit. You didn't quit work. You may have quit a place, but you didn't quit work. Everybody's got to work. In today's society, there is this tendency to push past, not push past, to as soon as you begin to face opposition, we recoil. We fold.
I fold, Billy.
We throw in the towel.
I might just throw in the towel.
And we let it go. I can't tell you how many times in coaching, I have a client that will come and say, this is not working for me. There's only two people watching my live every time I go live. This is live streaming doesn't work. You see the tension? There's content creation won't help me to build an audience. It won't help me to. I can tell you beyond the shadow of a doubt, there is a place there. That it's like a wall. So many people that I've been able to work with to get through that space, because once they got through it, and it really comes down to your why. Why are you doing it in the first place? If you're doing it for the vanity metrics, then that's too little a thing to be in this space for, and it's not the best motivator for success. But if you've had that burning desire, like, I need to do this in order to share the things that I know I have of value that will have impact and effect on, even if it's one person's life. If I can help them skip over just this nonsense that I had to deal with, that would be worth it. Those are the people that I see push past that temporary pain that all of us go through and get towards this, towards success. For morning motivation and media, I actually had to change the name from Morning Motivation and Merch to Media because Amazon decided to do their thing. There are mornings that I don't have 12 people and 15 people watching like I have today. There are mornings where I have zero watching and I continue to push. The part I have been avoiding to say, but I'm just going to go ahead and put it in there, is that there is a profile of a quitter. And quitting will literally seep into every aspect of your life. If you can give yourself an out and explain yourself into stopping and quitting this thing, then you can explain yourself into quitting pretty much everything. And so you want to be very careful. I actually generally don't use the term quit ever. I may course correct, I may make a change, I may shift, I may do things in a different way, but I don't necessarily quit. So I want to make sure that we have context around that thing. Pain is temporary. Quitting lasts forever. And that, my friends, is your morning motivation.